UWDA Dental Savings Club can save you and your family up to 55% on quality care from Wisconsin Dental Association dentists you can trust. Get your healthy smile back and get back in the game. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Before we continue, 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Homs Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Josh, another thriller between these two teams. This was a fun two games that felt like about six games. There was so much going on in it.
And a couple of exhilarating wins for the Brewers. At the end of the day, they win both. Today, 8-7 in a back-and-forth affair. Eight runs, 11 hits. Four of those 11 hits were homers for the crew. They made one error. Meanwhile, the Twins, seven runs on nine hits. They went deep three times. There were seven homers in this game. No errors for the Twins. Jarred Koenig, after getting activated this morning off the injured list, all he does is win, win, and win. He's 8-1. The loss goes to Griffin Jacks. Falling to 3-4 does Jacks. And Trevor McGill, just barely able to collect his 19th save. Took 3 hours and 2 minutes to play today in front of a crowd of 36,327. We had a 49-minute rain delay at the outset. And for everybody that came inside these gates, it was worth the wait. Great ball game.
Absolutely a great ball game. And the Brewers glad that they came out of it with a couple of wins this weekend here in Minnesota. That is going to do it for our game broadcast here today. We'll be back with you tomorrow on Deck Show. Bill Byman Arts gets underway at 6:30. The game will follow at 7:05. Brewers and Cubs, game one of that three-game series. Tobias Myers will take the ball for the crew. It'll be Javier Assad for Chicago. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up. Again, the final score here today, Brewers 8 and the Twins 7. Have a great rest of your Sunday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Pottawatomie wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Pottawatomie rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Sometimes, your phone breaks.
Ugh.
Dude.
What the?
Oh, seriously? Hey, life happens. But at Verizon, we got you. Trade in any phone from our top brands in any condition and get a great deal on iPhone 15 with an unlimited ultimate plan. And turn...
no!
Into...
Oh, yeah!
Only on Verizon.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the DQ freezer, home to all the Blizzard flavors of the past. Picture it opening to bring back the salted caramel truffle Blizzard for a limited time. Picture that salted caramel truffle Blizzard in your hands. It's all yours. No, really, it's all yours. This treat is too good to share. Everyone will have to get one for themselves. Hurry in to get this flavor before the DQ freezer closes. DQ, happy tastes good.
Say Bigger Menards with the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of boards, decking, and fencing is easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Say big on all lumber at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
And what a series. The Brewers have their fifth series sweep of the season. They do it in a two-gamer against the rival Minnesota Twins at Target Field on the road. 12-inning win Saturday, and they hold on for an 8-7 palm sweater here on this Sunday afternoon. Welcome into the Potawatomi Sportsbook Postgame Show. There's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Potawatomi Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Josh Maurer here with you. And boy, this should be a fun postgame recap of a game that featured seven homers, four of them by the victorious Brewers. Get you the out-of-town scores in just a moment. Later on, the highlights, and get you set for the trip to Wrigley that begins tomorrow night. So the Brewers pitching staff, they weren't as in the strike zone as you'd like. There were eight free passes handed out, seven walks and a hit batter, but they also had 10 ortho ASAP strikeouts in this game, starting with four from Aaron Civale, the starter. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Brewers coming into the day with a five-game lead over second place St. Louis in the Central, and that is exactly how they will leave Target Field. Five games in front as they head to Wrigley. That's because the Cardinals won a rubber match in Atlanta. They take the final two games of that series with the Braves. They win it by a final score of 6-2. A very good outing today for Miles Michaelis, who's been up and down this year, but he gave up just two runs in six innings. So the Cardinals win two out of three. And they are right on the heels of Atlanta right now for the top wild card spot also in the National League. Five-game lead for the Brewers still in the standings. The Pirates finally lost. Philadelphia salvaged a game in that three-game set. 6-0 shutout for the Phillies. And that snapped what had become a six-game winning streak for Pittsburgh. Marco Gonzalez took the loss in that one. Cincinnati Reds were swept in the nation's capital. 5-2, the Nationals complete the three-game whitewashing of Cincinnati. Jake Irvin made the start. Then Washington has won a back-to-back series against the Brewers. They're now coming out of the All-Star break, the Reds. And the Cubs will have a little bit of mojo as they get ready to host the Brewers for the next three games. Even though they lost the first two of the series at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks, they got a walk-off win in 10 innings today. 2-1 ended up being the final score in that contest. They scored the tying run in the bottom half of the ninth and then the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. So the Cubs salvage one. Actually, they move ahead of the Reds out of last place in the Central in doing so. 2-1 in 10 innings, the final score. Catch us some more news and notes throughout baseball after this. Final here, 8-7 Brewers. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Brewers 8, Minnesota 7. There were two players with multiple home run games here today at Target Field. Eric Haas had it for the Brewers. Did you have that on your bingo card? Byron Buxton hit a couple for the Twins. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, the Brewers have now gone over 100. 103 long balls. OAW has donated $10,300 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. We are back here on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. These Twins coming into the day 5 games behind the Cleveland Guardians for first in the American League Central. The Guardians lose a rubber match at home to the Padres 2-1 today. It was a game in which Michael King made the start for San Diego. Cleveland, which has been one of the surprise teams in baseball, has now lost 6 of 8. I think the Twins still have a chance to win that division. They're just 5 games back, still with more than 2 months to play. And the Hall of Fame induction in Cooperstown. In fact, they're playing their local hero, Joe Mauer's induction speech from earlier on the video board as we speak. Joe Mauer, on a first ballot, he played his entire 15 years here with his hometown Twins. Also Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and the great Jim Leland inducted in Cooperstown. Congratulations to one and all. Let's get to the home run distance recap. Of the 4 home runs today by the Brewers, the longest was Jackson Churio's game-tying blast in the 7th inning. It measured 443 feet. The home run distance is brought to you by SBA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. And the result here, 8-7, a Brewers win, and a 5th series sweep of the year. We'll get you the highlight recap coming up after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Seven Brewers. What a game. Back and forth we went in Minneapolis, and Milwaukee ends up winning by a run. We're back on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, the video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. This one was delayed almost 50 minutes due to rain at the outset, so the first pitch didn't come until almost 1 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. It was scheduled to be just after noon. It was going to be the earliest start of the day in baseball. Ended up not being that way, but it was certainly worth the wait. Post-game highlights brought to you by Prevea. Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect the perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Aaron Civale made his third start as a Brewer, and it didn't go all that well. Gave up 5 runs in his 4 1/3 innings. More on that in a moment. Joe Ryan, his opponent, was very good for the early portion of his outing. His offense, they got him a 2-run lead in the bottom of the second on the bases loaded 2-out grounder to second. Brewers had a little mishap on that ball. It was hit by Christian Vasquez. Bryce Terang fielded it, tried to go the short route to second, but threw it wide, and it ended up scoring 2. And it was 2-0. But then Eric Haas hit a home run. The first base runner against Joe Ryan in the third made it a 2-1 ball game. However, it was Byron Buxton responding immediately for the Twins with his first home run of the day. There'd be another later. There was a little foreshadowing. It was 3-1. Savali would give up 2 home runs on the day. That's where we stood going into the fifth. But finally, the Brewers started hitting the ball hard against Ryan, who had retired 12 of the first 13 batters he faced before a leadoff single by Rhys Hoskins. Then with one out, Garrett Mitchell had a bunt base hit to put 2 on base for a man you're going to hear a lot from here, Jackson Churio.
2-2 pitch. Jackson, a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down and plug the gap. It's rolling all the way to the warning track before it's cut off by the center fielder Buxton. Ortiz is in. Flying around third is Mitchell. He will score. It's a 2-RBI double for Jackson Churio. And we are tied at 3.
And then the next batter was Eric Haas. Told you he homered earlier. Now he had an RBI single that gave the Brewers their first lead of the game, 4-3. But right back against Savali came the Twins. It was a home run with one man on for Trevor Larnach in the bottom of the fifth. And it was 5-4 Minnesota. I told you that Savali gave up a couple of homers. He lasted only 4 1/3 innings today and gave up 5 runs. It looked like he could be saddled with a loss, but that would not be the case because as we got into the seventh inning, it was Joe Ryan removed in favor of hard-throwing right-hander Jorge Alcala. The first man he faced was Jackson Churio again. 1-0. Drilled deep to left. Watch this baby. Way, way back. Way, way gone. Second deck. Game-tying home run. Jackson Churio. Have yourself a weekend at Target Field. Churio knocks the game at 5, leading off the seventh inning. 3 RBIs today after he had a couple of runs batted in and 3 hits yesterday. Oh, by the way, before that, just only about 2 minutes earlier, he had ended the bottom of the sixth with a great catch over the sidewall in left field on a foul ball. Churio was exquisite here this weekend. So the game tied at 5. And then after Jared Koenig escaped trouble in the bottom of the seventh, the Brewers faced right-hander Griffin Jacks in the eighth. And Sal Frelick singled with 1 out in front of Rhys Hoskins.
0-2 pitch. High fly ball left center field. Racing back is Martin at the track. Wall leaps up and it is gone! Rhys Hoskins, a 2-run shot, and the Brewers lead it 7-5.
Hoskins this month with two hits today. Rhys Hoskins has seven hits in July. Four of them are homers. Six of them have gone for extra bases. He has made good use of the ones that he's gotten. Brewers led 7-5, and then Elvis Peguero came on to try to make that hold up with a shutdown inning. It didn't look like he'd be able to do it initially because the first three batters for the Twins reached base. Two singles and a walk. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Brewers ahead by two. But the pinch hitter, Manuel Margot, flew out to shallow center. Nobody scored. And then Peguero really got tough. He struck out the all-star Willie Castro. And then the last hope for the Twins in the eighth was Ryan Jeffers.
1-2. And did he go? They tag him out, and Sean Barber says he went around. He doesn't even ask for help. Elvis Peguero. Bases loaded, nobody out, no problem. A huge strikeout of Ryan Jeffers, and he gets out of the jam with no damage done.
That was huge, and you'll hear why in just a few moments. But the Brewers still up two in the ninth with one out, and here was an unheralded hero, Eric Haas.
Here's Eric Haas, who homered and singled and drove in a run, and he gets into one this time out to center. Buxton back at the track. Wall, it is off the top of the wall. And gone for Eric Haas. It came back into play. But it flies out of here, and Haas with a two-home run day.
Eric Haas was 3-for-4, a couple of homers and an RBI single. He has driven in a run, four of the six starts that he's made with the Brewers this year. Incredible coming up from AAA to fill in for the injured Gary Sanchez. So the Brewers up 8-5, handed the ball to their closer, Trevor Megill, and Megill gave up immediately Byron Buxton's second home run of the afternoon. That made it 8-6. The next batter, Max Kepler, on the very first pitch he saw, doubled high off the right field fence. So the tying run was in the batter's box, but Carlos Santana flew out deep to center field. Your heart skipped a beat on that one. And then Brooks Lee drove in Kepler with a soft ground out to the pitcher's mound. That made it 8-7. One-run game, but the base is empty with two outs. And the power-hitting Matt Wallner stepped up. And here was how this game ended.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Trevor Megill gets tough and gets the out he needed. And the Brewers hold on. 8-7, and they sweep the Twins in the Twin Cities here this weekend.
Again, a game that featured seven home runs, four of them by the Brewers. They win it by one. They've got the sweep. They win the season series, too, with Minnesota, their designated AL rival. They win three of the four matchups here in 2024. It's the first series victory in the month of July for the Brewers as well. They're headed off to Chicago, Wrigley Field, for the next three. We will preview that when we come back to wrap up Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Seven, your final score. The Brewers have a two-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins. Coming out of the All-Star break, Milwaukee five games clear of St. Louis, going into Wrigley Field for the next three. Wrapping up our Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show, let's go down on the farm. A lot of big league rehab assignments taking place with the AAA Nashville Sounds. This update brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You can stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Scheduled to appear today, we are told, for Nashville, Devin Williams. As his rehab assignment continues, it'd be his second appearance, the first with Nashville. They got rained out last night. Devin not in there to begin the game. Aaron Ashby actually making the start in Norfolk today. So that would be big news. And also, D.L. Hall restarting his rehab. We'll see if he gets into that game later as well. Could be both Devin and D.L. Hall pitching later on against the Norfolk Tides. But that game has just gotten underway. It was a late afternoon start. It's 2-0 Norfolk. Ashby gave up two runs in the first. That game is in the bottom of the second inning. Gary Sanchez is also on a rehab assignment. Sanchez, however, is not in the lineup today for the Sounds. That'll do it for us, and we hope you've enjoyed listening to these two games here from Minneapolis as much as we've enjoyed bringing them to you. And now for the final time this season, the Brewers get set to take on the rival Chicago Cubs. That'll be Monday and Tuesday nights, then an afternoon game Wednesday. Tomorrow, the on-deck show built by Menards gets underway at 6:30. And first pitch, 7:05. Tobias Myers had a great start against the Pirates before the All-Star break. It was well before the break. He hasn't pitched in almost 2 weeks. And he'll get the ball against the right-hander Javier Assad, who himself is just off the injured list. Until tomorrow, I'm Josh Maurer saying so long. Have a great rest of your weekend. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we remind you once again the exciting final, Milwaukee 8 and Minnesota 7. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long, everybody.
Brewers. Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Sweet memories, always. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Show me that you're mine, girl. All right. What? some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. We'll be right back.
Pasadena.
Little old lady from Pasadena. Now she drives me fast and she drives me hard. She's the terror of cars.
WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This diamond ring can be something beautiful, and this
began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Tell this world that you're mine, you mine, 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 mine. That you my nails down and I twitch on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. In this group, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love is good. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you're the hills and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. But this great, this is great balls of fire.